We Like Dodo is brought to you by the generous support of our patrons. To find out how to help support the show, go to WeLikeDodo.com and follow the links to the Patreon. We Like Dodo, episode 143, starts now. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to We Like Dodo, the internet's casual and casual exclusive podcast. I'm Brian Sabonjinger. Joining me this afternoon is Sam the Plaid Pirate. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Brian.
It's great to be back. Here we are, another week of hot Dota 2 action.
Ooh, baby.
So, Sam, a lot of things have been going on in my life.
What's going on?
All good things. So, as we know, my wife and I had a child.
That's right.
But even more recently, we've had a child of another sort.
What sort?
We are purchasing a home. Yeah, so that's really exciting. But to give you an idea of the amount of stress. That not really stress per se, but I've just been really overwhelmed lately.
Right.
Here's a beautiful example. So a couple days ago, let's see, we had a friend who was in town from Texas, so we were visiting with her. Mm-hmm. And then we had date night that night. Mm-hmm. So we left our child, who is screaming her brains out with a babysitter, which actually was nice because the second we got there, she was fine. So that was great. and then we had date night. It was all great. And then we came home and I started doing laundry, right? And I took a really big load of laundry upstairs and put it on the bed. And as I'm saying this, I'm just thinking how ridiculous this is, but this is truth. As I put that on our bed to fold for, you know, as you do when you're done with laundry.
As you do. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I told Katie, I was like, Katie, I don't know what's wrong with me, but this really big load of laundry is really, really stressing me out.
Mm.
and she was like, do you need me to do it? Like, do you need to go take a minute? And I was like, no, I'm fine. I'm just gonna start working on it and we'll be good. But that was the same day we put an offer in on the house, and I'd been on the phone for, I mean, you're a homeowner, like,
sure,
you're on the phone for like hours when, you know, when you do this stuff. They're like, okay, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to, here's the offer, here's what we're going to do, you know. And I was just like, so we did put an offer in on a house though. So that's good. So I'm going to be getting some studio space back.
That's awesome. Well, now, did they accept the offer?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's in, baby.
Dude, congrats.
Offer accepted, yeah.
That's very, very exciting. When's your close date?
Don't know.
Okay.
I do know. I think February 9th.
That's coming up. All right, man.
Yeah, so we gotta hustle.
You got a month. Cool. Yeah.
So, hey, if you live in the greater Kent, Ohio region, and you want to help me move, I'll play a game of Dota with you.
maybe that'll be my maiden voyage to Ohio.
No, you're not coming over here to help me move. That's ridiculous. That's like the shittiest thing ever.
Dude, that's amazing, because then we'll move, and then you'll have internet, and then we'll land, and it'll be
fun.
The best.
That does
it'll
sound
be the
fun.
Best.
And I'll buy you some beer.
Buy me, like, coffee.
I'll buy you coffee. Yeah, there we go. So anyway.
Well, cool, man.
Yeah, everything's good. It's just, oh my. A lot going on.
You're in it, man.
I'm in deep, dude. I'm in deep. Yeah.
That's exciting, though. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, thanks, dude. How's things with you?
Well, to give you a little, a little preview of the home life. So the way my house is set up, I've got my garage is detached and it's in my backyard. And that's where I got like all my tools and whatever, my little shop and stuff.
Right.
And the other night I was like, all right, I'm gonna make a stand for my microphone. Just, real simple, take 2 minutes. I go out there.
Sure. Yeah, it'll take 2 minutes.
I go out there. I pull the trigger on my saw. Everything goes black.
What?
So everything, just the everything in the garage, just all the lights, everything goes dead. I was like, all right, great. Blue fuse, whatever, shouldn't be a big deal. Go downstairs, reset the circuit breaker, whatever, whatever. Long story short, I spent all day yesterday trying to replace an outlet in my garage.
What?
Because resetting the circuit breaker was not providing me with the answer that I needed. So I still don't have power in my garage, and I'm working on replacing an outlet there. And it's a real pain in the ass, Brian. Let
It
me tell
sounds
you.
like it. So
Let
wait,
me tell you.
you like blew the outlet out, or what happened?
I'm really not sure.
Okay.
No, I do know what happened. It's just not terribly interesting. And essentially, I'm just gonna have to get one of my friends to come help me because I don't know what the heck I'm doing wrong, man. The moral of the story is sometimes renting is really nice because then
Oh yeah.
you call your landlord and you're like, yo.
Yeah. And then they do a real crappy job of fixing it a week later.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But
But I do agree with you.
I will tell you though, I did get that mic stand. I did make it. I used a different outlet, and
Congratulations.
oh, thanks. Yeah, it's just a real peach.
A real peach, yeah. But hey, what do you say we talk about some dotes?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Dota Feelings, where we talk about our week in Dota. And Sam, I believe one of the first things you said when we got on Discord here is you said you played a lot of Dota.
Oh yeah, brother.
Let's hear about it.
All right. So, I was away for the holidays, but then I came back, and so I didn't play for like 2 weeks. And then I just like binged on Dota real hard.
Gotcha.
And I've had a real transformation because, when I first came back, I was like, holy moly, this whole game is new. Everything is new. I'm worse than I was before. I don't know about this whole thing. But now I've really turned a corner, I think, Brian.
Okay.
Well, we played a game together.
We did, yes. You played Sven, who's also our hero of the week.
Yeah. So we can do you want to talk about that on your segment, your part?
No, we can just talk about it now. We'll
Okay.
just be one big happy family here.
Okay, cool. What, yeah, so you played CM.
Yes, we laned together, right? Yes, that's
Yes, we
right.
did.
We did off lane Crystal Maiden and Sven.
Yes, we did. And Kelly, aka Vagina My Monster, was Mirana. And I
Right.
think he went mid.
He did go
Yeah.
mid, yes. Which, first of all, okay, Kelly, you're a really nice guy, but it's insanely awkward to just refer to your online self without saying it, without cracking a smile. So
Well,
hats off to that guy. He is a extremely nice guy though, fun to play with.
oh yeah, he's awesome. He's also good at
He is, yes.
Dota. So unfortunately, that game was tough because my internet went out briefly. So I really screwed the team there. I went AFK for a couple minutes.
Well, we tried to pause, but lugubrious Lou, who played Monkey King on the other side, kept on pausing. So if you're listening, Lou, if you're listening, you need to keep the game paused for other people. Because, look, I don't believe in karma, but it's going to come around back to you, buddy. Oh, yeah.
Tell him.
That's right, Lou. That's right. You keep that game paused next time, Lou.
You tell him.
Yeah. And you, well, it was funny because the internet was going bonkers on your side.
Bonkers.
You kept going, Adriana, turn off Netflix.
Which was especially funny because she was not even using the internet. She was studying.
Yeah, she was pissed.
Yeah, I got yelled at for that, as I should have.
But, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. We can laugh about it now, though, because that's really funny.
I mean, I was laughing about it then.
Yeah.
So tell us about the game, because I missed a good portion of the beginning.
Yeah, so we laned against Pudge. Was it Pudge and Sniper?
Pudge and Ember.
Pudge and Ember, yeah. So they did a support Pudge, I guess. Or it wasn't really a support Pudge. It was more just like, they went like five cores, and then their Pudge just happened to buy wards, I guess.
They had a weird strat, because they had a Lich who was going, like, carry Lich, you know? So, like, you go, like, Midas.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Yeah, he rushed Midas, yeah, and ended the game with Mjolnir, Assault Curious, and a Heart. So he went for, like, right. That level 25 talent for, like, the bonus
right.
150 damage or whatever.
So the real tragedy of this all was that, you know, this Pudge Ember lane is terrible. It's a terrible lane. Like, please. Like, Ember was going with a stupid right-click build. He wasn't even going the correct, like, magic damage build. So this idiot, like, didn't have any items. But, and I felt like we were doing well, like, harassing them and all that stuff. But then, of course, I disconnected like a jerk. And so they killed me while I was AFK. And they killed Brian, like, twice while I was away.
Yeah, which was my fault. I was, like, trying to get farm and stuff and just not good. And, yeah, I felt bad because I was like, oh, man, I'm such a noob. Like, I'm losing against, like, a Pudge in lane. Like, that just should not be happening. But it happened.
It's okay because, yeah. You know what? I came back and I think the first thing I said was, like, screw it. We're going to win.
Yeah.
And we actually almost did.
Look, I'm gonna go out and say here, it was a moral victory for us because it took 70 minutes for them to win. You were gone for like 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And we had them down to, we took down two sets of racks of theirs.
Right,
so,
correct.
Yeah.
And to be honest, we actually could have easily won the game. We had a significant advantage. We just didn't take the correct objectives, I think, was what happened. Even though we had the two lanes of Rax, we, like, didn't take Roche.
Yeah.
And then we left a tier 2 up when we really needed to knock that down. Which sounds like a really stupid analysis, but I don't know how else to put it.
We're bad players. Which, by the way, according to opendota.com, you're a 2.5k MMR player. So congratulations.
Oh, well, wait, how do they figure that? Because my real MMR is like 2.2, almost 2.3.
So it's an estimate based on the MMR of other people you play with.
Oh.
Because the matchmaking system matches you similarly.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
I'm going to make a comparison here. So I've been playing a lot of Overwatch lately for various reasons. One, because it's really fun. Two, because if the crap hits the fan with the baby, you know, it's, I can leave and I'm not terribly worried about it.
Right.
Or the match length is only like 10 minutes anyway. So
right.
Not a huge deal. And so Overwatch is like, you know, for everyone who already knows, it's like a hero based shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 6v6 and, you know, there's specific comps and stuff and, you know, quote unquote, certain ways you're supposed to play different heroes and like what different heroes, very much like Dota 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I see so many parallels in low level Overwatch and low level Dota 2. It's not even funny. Like, you know, we had like the Slark that was just kind of wandering around doing his own thing. Which he did get a ton of kills and is part of the reason we should have won the game.
Mm-hmm.
But you see that in Overwatch a lot too. Like, you have people who go like lone wolf basically.
Right.
Except they die a ton. And when you need them to actually take objectives, they're not there to help you out.
Right.
So there's that. And you also have these crazy, not crazy strats, but like objectives and stuff that you should be taking that just, that just doesn't happen. It just gets ignored for like team fighting or, you know, farming up your next item or whatever when you should be taking a tower or whatever. So
yeah,
the struggle is real in all games. So
the struggle is real.
Long story short, folks, just play your matches and have fun.
We try.
Yeah,
you gotta try. You know, man, I don't even know what matches to talk about. I have a bunch. I've been playing a lot of different heroes, but I started trying to do a little bit of carry.
Yeah, you did great on Sven, by the way. You had a couple times where you would blink in, and like you would just like two-shot dudes. Like, it was insane. I was like, whoa, Sam's just blowing dudes up.
Well, there was one really satisfying moment. So the way that the Ember was playing was kind of like an old-school, like kind of split-push, like rat. Ember.
Yeah.
So he would just like be chipping away at a tower, and then some heroes would come, and he'd immediately, you know, use his remnant, activate his remnant, and run away. Right. But there was one time towards the end of the game where I ulted, blinked, and I literally one shot him. It just felt so good.
Nice. Nice.
It felt nice. I know that, like, some folks who are listening who have played with me, like Mitch, are probably thinking, like, dude, Sam, don't ever play carry. You're terrible.
It's fine. Which don't listen to them.
I understand your perspective, but I'm trying. I'm trying to get better. And I think Sven is a hero that fits my playstyle. And I'm going to see, you know, if I can climb a little bit of MMR with him. I won a couple of ranked games with him.
Yeah.
Which felt really nice. I went like 12-1 and 15. And we won a game in like 30 minutes. So that felt really good. I just played a game with Medusa, actually. Because for some reason, nobody wanted to go mid. And I was like, oh, okay, if I have to.
mid is a little scary to me. I feel like there's a lot of pressure.
It is. It's very scary because it's just you against the other person. And it's all up to you, you know? It's not like...
Yeah, it's intimidating.
But it was cool. I was up against a Shadow Fiend, and I tried to use my Mystic Snake to last hit / harass, which is fun because you have to try and... maximize the number of jumps that the snake will take.
You're right.
and then also hit the enemy hero. So it's just like a fun little ability because it does like a surprising amount of damage.
Right.
And you have to think about it a little bit to get the most out of it. And I just had like the best team ever. Like,
nice.
Yeah, I was really surprised. It was really great. Like, I had an Axe who was great with his initiations. I had a Winter Wyvern who, like, really knew how to use the ultimate to, you know, lock down folks and, like,
That thing is tough to use well, too, because...
Exactly.
You have to have such presence of mind to... And you can't... I think it kind of helps if you're kind of backed away from the team fight a bit, too. To kind of to get a bigger picture of what's going on in the team fight.
For sure. You definitely want to kind of be sitting back and then like choosing your moment. And also like throwing out that heal.
Yeah.
Cause that prevents all physical damage, which is awesome. And then using the Q to like slow anybody who's kind of trying to run away or anything like that, or just kite. And that player was great. Like, they were great at all those things, so that was awesome.
Yeah.
So I went like 17-2 and 32.
Okay.
So
Right.
felt good.
Feels good, man.
Feels good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. It's been good. It's nice to feel like I can start to branch out and try and play some new heroes.
So the whole thing with Dota 2 is sometimes like queuing up for a match is like super intimidating.
Right.
But for some reason, playing a little bit of Overwatch has kind of opened my eyes to the fact that at my crappy skill level, like just play the matches and have fun. You know, like
Oh, yeah.
everyone is bad.
Absolutely.
Just have fun with it. You know, maybe try and get better, but you know, it's also, you know, it's yeah, just have fun with it, I guess.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a video game, and so for us, that means that it's our leisure time, and
Yeah,
so
exactly.
that, should be a fun thing.
Yeah, unless you're like a pro or you know, Josh plays on like a competitive team a bit.
Right. Yep.
You know, just do what you want and it's fine. And then just silence all chat and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's also something that's really cool about the game is that different folks can get different stuff out of it, right? So like I think it's awesome that Josh is able to, play on a little more serious level. I think it's awesome that so far the community has done a good job of sustaining a really competitive professional scene. And then there are folks like us who are just, kind of dicking around, and that's all good.
That's what I do best.
That's what we do best.
Hey, real quick, before we move on to the news, what's this side project you've been doing?
Okay, yeah. So this is actually my second podcast of the day.
Congratulations.
Thank you. This morning, recorded the second episode of Stories from the Side Shop, which is kind of like a spin-off segment. It'll be featured in the We Like Dota feed. And it's just me interviewing members from the community just to get to know them better and hear about how they came to share this weird hobby that we all have and just have a nice little chat.
Have a nice chatting too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
And you can find
oh,
that
go ahead.
on the We Like Dota. Yeah, well, it's just on the feed. It's just all right there.
Yeah, it's all right there for your consumption. If you want to have an interview, if you want to be on the Stories from a Side Shop podcast, just let me know on Reddit or Steam. I'm the Plaid Pirate. You can also find me on Twitter at Sam_Wendel, WENDEL. I'd love to talk to anyone and everyone.
Okay. With that said, let's get on with the news here. Here we go.
To read the future, I need entrails.
The man needs entrails, Sam. ESL1 Genting happened.
Yes,
This
sir.
thing kind of crept up on me. I
Yeah.
didn't really know it was happening, to be totally honest with you.
Me as well. I was actually talking to Uranium Heart, Nick, about this and how frustrating it is that there's like not one place online that lists clearly like here are the pro games that are coming up, like a schedule,
Yeah. I feel like there's websites that have tried to do that, but make it way more than it needs to be, or way more cluttered than it needs to be, or they just have like a really strange name.
Yeah, that's just a long way of saying, yeah, it also snuck up on me.
Yeah. So you said you watched the finals, right?
Yeah, the grand finals were today. I don't know. Do we want to give anything away. It just ended, so I don't want to give spoilers if you think.
Oh, we are a full spoiler podcast. So if you don't want to hear spoilers, turn off the podcast now, and we're going to say the winner in 3, 2, 1. It was Digital Chaos. Digital Chaos.
Digital Chaos.
Yeah, if
Digital
I can
Chaos.
talk correctly. Yes.
Digital
Correct.
Chaos.
They won 3-2 over Newbie.
They did. They did.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that at all, because that team is really good. But Newbie's had a real nice resurgence lately, so I'm pumped for them. They have played, it looks like they played some Underlord here.
Yes, they did.
I haven't seen him in competitive play at all. What's
Right,
that
so
like?
they just allowed him, right?
Yeah,
They changed it.
in patch 7.0, yeah.
So this was the first time I'd watched Pro Dota in 7.0 or whatever we're at. It was a lot of fun. To answer your question, Underlord was a problem. He had a big impact.
It was a problem for Digital Chaos.
It was a problem as in, like, it was a very effective pick, and
Okay.
it was a problem for the other team. So the game that I watched was the fourth game.
Okay.
So Digital Chaos was down 2-1, and Newbie was kind of using a they picked Underlord and kind of balled up as five, and it was just their tempo was a problem. So then in the fourth game, DC in response picked Leshrac
Okay.
because Leshrac is not affected by Underlord's atrophy. Not is that what it's called? Atrophy aura? Whatever his passive
I
is.
think that's what it is, isn't it?
Because that reduces the amount of physical damage that the opposite team has. So Leshrac is like purely magic damage. So he was just like, yep, I don't care. And actually he was also against so Newbie also had a Dragon Knight. And kind of a similar thing, like Dragon Knight's really strong against right clicks because he's got all that armor and all that stuff. But Leshrac was just like, yeah, I don't right click.
I don't right click. It's
I
not
do
what I
tons
do.
of, right. So it was this like core Leshrac that hasn't really been in the scene in a long time.
Yeah.
So he went mid. We went mid, and just he had a great game. The Disco Pony was, whew. It was fun to watch.
The good old, I forgot about Disco Pony. That's great.
He was like taunting and dancing. It was fun. It was a fun game of Dota. I didn't get to watch any of the other games, but 7.0 on the pro scene, I mean, it looked like a ball. The series went to five games, and it was a thriller, so.
Okay. I was just thinking real quick. So, okay, I was looking at these match times, and a lot of them are like, almost all of them are between like 35 and 40 minutes.
For the pros?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or somewhere between 30 and 40 minutes. And it seems like, I don't know if I'm just remembering the hard times or what, but it seems like a lot of my matches are like between 45 and 60 minutes. And the one we played last night went to 70 minutes. And
Sure.
I think almost definitely the cause of that is players, low skilled players, do not take objectives.
Yes,
Or at least not until it's like super obvious for them to do so, or like, oh, there's all five of us here and we just had a team wipe, we'll take this tower. When in reality, you can do that way earlier. You can
It's hard to get everybody on the same page.
It seems like you only take towers, at least in my games, when you take a team fight like right by a tower. Like, if there's a team wipe, you know, somewhere else, everyone just kind of goes back to farming. It makes me wonder if there's a way to incentivize lower skilled players to take objectives earlier. Because I just wish my biggest issue with Dota 2 is I wish the matches were faster.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a question for somebody smarter than me, I think. Because I think what you're saying is, like, I want different incentives for low-skilled players.
Well, maybe not. That's maybe not necessarily what I'm asking for. I guess that's not necessarily my question. I guess my question is, I don't know. How do we get the games shorter for people who suck? That's my question.
You got to grab them by the scruff of the neck, Brian.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's it. Start barking on the horn.
Yeah, man, I think you got to... Okay, so I know that your go-to strategy is to mute everybody,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you have to reverse that.
Okay.
I think you got to get on the horn and be like, listen, I'm Brian, Big Balls Sabone. This is what...
That's what I commonly refer to myself as, yes.
And you just get it all out there and you say, hey, this is what we're doing now. And you just call the shots. That's all you do.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm creeping on your Open Dota profile here. You have a 57% win rate. That's impressive.
Oh, thanks.
Man, you talk about how you're bad, and you're almost up to Dreams Dota level here.
Well, I mean, Dreams is... Shouts to Dreams for putting so much time into the solo queue. He really made the effort to climb the MMR, and I don't do that as much, and maybe I should. I don't know. It's just stressful, and I'd rather have fun.
Maybe we'll start a new YouTube series, Climbing Out of the Trench with Sabone and Sam.
Wow. That'd be fun.
It would be fun.
Well, I'm going to have to grab you by the scruff of the neck and make you play.
Yeah. Okay, hey, let's move on to Hero of the Week. What do you say?
Here we go.
Here we go.
You're tougher than Axe thought. Come along.
Feeding time.
Have a cookie.
Meatball. More meatball.
I love you guys. I love you guys.
Sam, I have a confession to make.
Yes.
I'm fairly certain I've never actually played a match on Sven.
GG, well played.
Yeah. Just to get that out there.
I'll carry us. It's fine.
Yeah. So, all right. So Sven, I feel like I know a decent amount about him, though, I guess. I'll say that. So.
Well, he's a rogue knight.
According to Dota 2 Wiki, yes. He is a melee strength hero. He's played in the carry role.
Yes.
Unless your cheeks are flapping, he sometimes is played in the support or semi-carry role.
Don't ever do that. He's only a carry.
Now, we just talked about this, Sam.
Yes.
Have fun in your matches and just try weird stuff.
You're right. Sorry.
Actually, I actually think you could do a roaming... In the current game state, I think you could do a roaming support Sven. You go bottle and you help rotate lanes to help secure kills. No, I'm serious, because there's so many bounty runes now, right?
That's true.
And you have shrine and stuff. So I think what you do is you rotate lanes, help secure kills.
All right.
And just get weird with it.
The issue that you'd run into is that his mana pool is extremely small in the beginning.
Yes.
So he can only throw... Let's see. So he starts at level 1 with 242 mana. So that means...
He can throw one stun.
He can throw one stun. Yes. And that's it.
Well, that's why you go bottle.
I see. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? We'll try it when we play together next.
Now, with all this said, please go carry Sven.
Yeah. Don't listen to Brian.
Yeah. Please do not listen to me. Please go carry Sven.
If you want to do a roaming strength melee carry, support, just pick Chaos Knight.
Or Chaos
Knight. No, Chaos Knight.
Okay.
Because he's got the Reality Rift and he's got the stun. So he's got a gap close and a stun, whereas Sven just has the stun and like a thing that makes him run a little bit faster. So it's not great.
So Sven actually brings a lot to the table. He can flash farm up really well because he has cleave. He's got that really nice stun that is actually an AoE stun, assuming he lands it correctly. And he's got the buff with the war cry. It helps you move faster and gives you that nice armor bonus.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice bonus.
And then his ultimate gives you bonus attack damage. And if you have an Ag Scepter, we'll add that to allied heroes as well, which is great. So with that said, Sam, let's walk through the abilities here.
Here we go. Okay. So real fast. Stormhammer is the Q. That's the stun. Stuns for 2 seconds at all levels. You're just leveling up the damage. Not too much to say there, other than it's one of the few AoE stuns in the game. It's fine.
Do you take like a value point in Stormhammer and then kind of work on his other abilities since all you're leveling up is the damage?
Yeah, so you generally go... well, I'm sure some folks will have a better perspective on this, but I generally go 1 point in Stormhammer to start with, just because at level one, in case you're going for First Blood or something, or you get in a tricky situation and you need to get out.
Yeah.
Second skill point, I generally go in Warcry, kind of for the same reasons.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of up to whoever you are, but... I like to get an early point in cleave because it does help a lot with farming.
Okay.
I know that this is controversial, so, you know, whatever. I'm just going to talk about the cleave now.
Okay.
It's a W. It's the passive. He gets a cleave for a starting radius of 150, end radius 300, whatever. Just he has a cleave. And the damage is what you're scaling up. So it's 30%, and then at level 4, it's 66%, which is a lot.
Yeah, that's more than Battle Fury, right?
Yeah, it's nice, and this is what helps you farm really fast. Before 7.0, this was what let you like clear jungle stacks really easily. Now it's much harder due to because jungle creeps are stronger.
Yeah.
But for somebody like me who's like not amazing at last hitting, this in combination with his high base damage is really nice.
Is it possible to, can you like turn off the cleave?
No, it's a passive, so it's just on always.
Mm-hmm. So I would think that could cause issues laning then. Because you would,
right?
Yeah, because you could be unless you're gonna be. Let's see, your lane would be pushing a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you either need to deny stuff or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to be careful and mindful about what you're doing there with the creeps and the creep equilibrium. If possible, talk to your support and tell them to pull. It's something to know about, but don't freak out too much and don't be an idiot and just automatically right click the creeps for no reason.
Please do not. Yes.
Yeah, you'll regret it.
Right.
Okay, third skill, Warcry. So this is a what is it? It's a buff. He gives allies increased movement speed and armor. The buff lasts for 8 seconds. You get a 12% movement speed at all levels, and then the armor bonus is what you're scaling is what's increasing with levels. So that goes from 5 up to 20 in increments of 5.
Okay.
And the cooldown also decreases as you level it up.
That so, armor bonus seems really good to me.
It is.
Like,
yeah.
That move speed bonus seems really good, but that armor bonus is great.
Yes. 5 armor in the beginning is, that's a good amount of armor. And then you know, of course, 20 armor is a heck of a lot of armor. Yeah,
it's good. It's a whole heck of a lot of armor there.
Yeah, what kind of what was that little voice? What was that?
That's like you ever see Fargo? You know, like
it was a Midwestern.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't you know?
Oh, don't you? Is that your friend in the chipper there?
I got you.
Yeah.
You want to tell us about his ultimate?
Yes, Sven's ultimate, God's Strength. Sven channels his rogue strength, granting bonus damage for 25 seconds. Unless you buy Ag Scepter, this only affects you. So it is 100, 150, or 200% bonus damage and lasts 25 seconds. So, I mean, that's pretty simple on paper, right? Like, you just get a bonus to your damage.
Yeah, so the thing to remember with this is that the bonus, it's only increasing your base damage. And so that means it's only increasing your damage that's given to you by stats.
Right, so like from strength.
Correct.
Yeah.
So like the, you know how it used to be set up where you saw like the, in the green, like the plus damage or whatever?
Right.
That doesn't get factored in when you're, when you pop your ultimate.
Which, by the way, when you mouse over that to see like what your stats are there, there's a lot of information that pops up.
Yeah, man, it's a lot. It's a lot.
I do still wish they would do like your base strength plus your bonus damage. Like,
agreed.
You could just change it up just a little bit down there and everything would be fine. I'm fine with the rest of the UI. I know that's controversial, but I'm fine with the rest of it. But anyway, we're not here to talk about the UI.
That's okay.
So the Ag Scepter. So you get Ag Scepter on him and it makes that an aura. So your allies get 75, 100, or 125% bonus damage as well.
So I don't recommend getting Ags on Sven simply because of the opportunity cost. I know that sounds a lot like I'm trying to be purge or something, but basically, I think if like your alchemist gifts it to you, then like, yeah, that's great. But you don't really want to be wasting an item slot on this item. It increases the it's like giving the rest of your team a double damage rune, which sounds good.
Yeah.
But you have to remember that like by the time you're getting this item, it's probably pretty late in the game. And like, what are you doing? Like you're giving, okay, so you're giving your other core a double damage rune and you're also giving like your two supports a double damage. Like, why do I care about that?
Yeah. Not everyone necessarily needs bonus damage.
Yeah. Like not everybody like it's not great for everybody unless, you know, it could work with some lineups, I'm sure. But I think in general, you'd be better off, you know, just getting something a little more traditional.
Yeah. Yeah, I think leave Ag Scepter for unless you're going for some weird Sven build or some, you know, weird support role or something like that. Or if you have a alchemist on your team.
Right.
Let him give it to you.
Because that would be fun because A, it doesn't take up an item slot that way. And B, that means you have an alchemist on your team. And then that means you're giving your alchemist a lot of extra damage. So that could be fun.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Talent choices. Let's talk about these.
All right. So level 10, it's either 200 mana or plus 6 strength. My initial thought is that the 6 strength is the way to go there just because it's your primary attribute. And that will end up that'll help you with your ultimate, you know, because.
See, I immediately thought go for the mana.
Okay.
But. I think either would be a fine choice because mana you can regenerate.
Right.
You know, strength is strength.
Yeah, and that'll stay with you forever.
Forever.
Whatever. It's all good.
Yeah.
level 15 is either plus 8 all stats or plus 20 movement speed.
That's hard.
I
think you go for the stats, because at level 15 you'll have a blink dagger.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully. I like stats. Yeah. But if, you know, again, if you're feeling like you're getting kited a bunch or something, those are two nice buffs.
Yeah.
Well, level 20?
These are meant to be, I mean, I think these are designed to be interesting choices, not...
For sure.
Not one's correct or one's incorrect. At least that's the way I see all this.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Level 20 is plus 15% evasion or 30 attack speed.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what I would go for there. I think I'd go for the evasion.
Okay. Actually, we disagree yet again.
Because the attack speed, you might have... You'll probably have an Echo Saber at that point. Yeah, I don't know. It's so build dependent.
Yeah, I think the reason I like the attack speed is that... So evasion obviously helps you against physical attacks. But with Sven's Warcry, you're generally not too afraid of right clicks. You're not like the tankiest hero in the game, but you're also like not, hopefully at least, you're not melting.
Right.
And so that 30 attack speed can be really nice, because if you think about it in terms of getting as many hits off while your ult is up, even if that's just like one right click, that can be like a really, like a lot of damage that you can do. So
right.
I like going the attack speed.
Yeah, I think, yeah, the evasion makes sense if you need evasion, you know, like if you're, like you said, if you're dying to physical damage or something, you know, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And then level 25 is minus 5 seconds on the Stormhammer cooldown or plus 65 damage.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd go for the damage.
Yeah, I would too, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The Stormhammer, so that makes it so that it's on an 8-second cooldown, and the stun duration is 2 seconds, so really uptime, you know, you're looking at like 6 seconds, which is cool, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I like 65 damage, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so items on him. What's the way to go here? What do you think?
So I like starting, you know, what do I like?
You do like tangos and stout shield. And
sure. Yeah.
Build in the magic wand. What do you like to do for boots?
Power treads always. Because the strength, the plus 8 strength again gets, you know, added into your ult.
Right. Okay.
So power treads are good. You generally want to go Echo Saber because it gives you that double attack. It speeds up your farm a lot.
Okay.
I like going Blink Dagger because I don't like getting kited. I think you watch my playstyle. I kind of just like to ult, blink in, stun, right click, hopefully they're,
well, those,
you know,
his blink initiations are so good.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I think Black King Bar is generally kind of core, because he is pretty susceptible to magic damage.
Okay.
And you,
like,
really
stuns and all that stuff.
Yeah, like, because while your ult is up, you really want to be able to be dishing out the damage. And so you want to avoid stuns, you want to avoid slows, you just want to be in their face punching. So Black King Bar lets you do that.
You want to get in there punching things.
Yeah, you swing your little, you swing the sword, but you also sometimes swing the shield.
You do. It's fun.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Let's see. What else?
Late in the game, sometimes Daedalus is fun because it gives you a chance to crit.
We were seeing that last night. You would just like one-shot dudes. It was fun.
Yeah. Anything that helps his attack speed is fun. So Moonshard, Assault Cuirass.
Yeah, it kind of seems like he's got quite an open build aside from like Blink Dagger and BKB. It's kind of what you need. You know, do you need more damage? Do you need more defense items? You know, maybe go super heavy into defense items, but yeah.
I should have mentioned Helm of Dominator. I'm not sure about in 7.0 as much, but I know in the earlier patches you always wanted to get Helm because then you could just stack you could like AFK stack the jungle, you know?
Right.
But I know that's, you know, more difficult in 7.0, so I'm not 100% sure if that strategy is still good, but Helm is a good item anyway, just gives you more armor and yeah, I don't know.
And it used to build in Satanic, which
right.
Sven used to get all the time, which is no longer a part of the build order for Satanic. Let's see. Helm of the Dominator. We're going to live research this. So
we'll do it live.
I do know like stacking ancients is more dangerous now.
Yes, it's much more dangerous.
Yeah, but I would think you could still do it, especially because it sets the movement speed of a creep to 425 and like sets, you know, gives it like a minimum base health and all that stuff. So I think it would work, but I would think you'd need to be careful to not stack ancients too much, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that I don't really know that much about like optimal jungling. I know it's a lot harder in 7.0, so I wouldn't necessarily recommend it to folks in our in our range because I could just see us dying.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea. I think you run into issues there because Helm of the Dominator, I think the biggest issue now is Helm doesn't build into anything.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. If you're going to waste a slot on that, that seems a little, I don't know. But, I mean, if anybody has thoughts on this, please tweet us or Reddit, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Should we move on?
Yeah. So Sven, we like him.
Yeah, he's fun, man. He's always, like, unlike a lot of other carries, he always feels kind of relevant because he can pop his ultimate and just at any point in the game, his right clicks really hurt. So it's fun.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I agree. He's also got really cool hats, too.
Great hats. Giant swords.
Giant swords, yeah. Okay, next we have Noobs Ask Noobs. Here we go.
Holy shit! If you want peace, you must prepare for war. If you want war, you must also prepare for war. The lesson is, always prepare for war!
All right, Sam, do we have any Noobs Ask Noobs questions this week?
Oh, yeah, we do. I'm going to start with a simple one. It's from ParkToid04.
Oh.
What is your favorite Dota team?
Oh, well, me, I'm a ride or die Evil Geniuses fan.
Yeah.
But if we're thinking, I was a pretty big Wings Gaming fan for a while there.
Yeah, they're fun.
They were kind of my, I wanted Evil Geniuses to win, but they were kind of like, they were super interesting to watch. They kind of reminded me of like 2014 era or 2013 era Team DK, where they just did whatever the frick they wanted. And I love that.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. Did Evil Geniuses did not change their roster, correct?
Correct.
Excellent. Yeah, I think for me, well, so how did you start following them?
Yeah, I don't really know. StarCraft II was kind of my introduction into watching pro gaming and kind of following the scene. So I think cool. part of it was, is they were a recognizable name. And yeah. right around when I started to get pretty heavy into the Dota 2 scene, Sad Boys was picked up by EG. And I saw them play at, were they at MLG Columbus? I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
I think I saw them play at MLG Columbus.
Cool.
I may not have, though. I'm not sure. That was too long ago. But that's long fine. Story short, I don't know. Just timing, and I'm a huge PPD fan. Like, the guy is just a genius when it comes to
sure
captaining and support and all that stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
What about you?
EG for me as well. It has taken me a really long time to actually choose a team to follow. But they're really fun. I like rooting for them.
Yeah, they're fun to root for.
Though,
cool. a dark horse candidate for me, I'm a, okay. after being at the Boston Major, Ad Finem. Yeah. I'm a Ad huge Finem. Ad Finem team fan now. Those guys are just great.
Yeah. Yeah, they were awesome. They yeah. do. Yeah. I hope they can keep it going, you know?
I hope so as well.
All right. So next question comes from Siri650. I don't know if I said that right, but apologies in advance. Hey guys, much love for the show. Thanks for the entertaining and enlightening Dota-ness you provide during my long commutes. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You gentlemen are awesome. Thanks. Well, you sound pretty great too. if you could port any character from the world of sci-fi, comic, fantasy, or other video games and make them a Dota 2 hero, who would you pick? And what would their moveset / Alt B. There are other questions, so let's do this one first.
Okay. Jeez. For some reason, when I thought of this, what first came to mind for me was Star-Lord from...
Oh, what's that?
From Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
He seems like that character has, like, such... At least Chris Pratt's portrayal has, like, such swagger and, like, such... He's such a character.
Right.
It just, it makes a ton of sense, I think.
Cool. I'm live Googling him.
Yeah, he'd be out there with his guns and all that stuff, like shooting dudes down. And
oh, yeah, he looks great.
I can imagine, like, for his ultimate, like, you see his mask kind of fold down and, like, he just goes bonkers with his guns or something like that.
Oh, that sounds great.
And one of his abilities, like, he could, like, turn on his boombox or something and play his songs from the 80s or something and like buff his allies.
That sounds like a taunt.
yeah.
Yeah. Cause you know, like is sniper the only one in the game who has a gun? Well, I guess Gyro has his weird,
yeah.
Gyrocopter.
There are guns. Yeah.
So is it just Sniper and Gyro that have guns?
Sniper, Gyro, maybe.
Because those two, well, at least Sniper has to be, like, one of the least charismatic characters in all of Dota, in my opinion.
Sniper?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of his thing, right? Like, you know, he's crotchety, you know?
Right. So it would be great to have, you know, a different kind of take with Star-Lord.
Right.
There's also Tinker, I suppose, but he has a laser. It's not a gun. It's a laser. Those are different.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that. Okay. I'm in on that.
Okay. All right.
Sounds better than Goblin Gangster.
Whoa. Hey. don't be bringing Goblin Gangster into this.
What? I'm trying to think of my answer. Have you ever read the Dark Tower series by Stephen King?
Yes. I'm currently reading through it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're reading it right now?
Uh-huh.
Which one are you on?
I just finished up book 3 with that insane monorail. Ugh.
Oh,
love
Bane,
that thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Who's your favorite character?
I don't know, man. I like them all. I mean,
they're great.
I think Roland is such a cool character.
Oh, Roland. What a guy. You know?
Yeah. We got to talk more about it at some point, but I love the books. So good.
Sorry, we like Dota listeners. I mean, you know,
welcome
you
to,
asked us questions.
Welcome to We Like the Dark Tower.
We like towers. So I was thinking of a character from that universe. I'm not quite sure which one I would pick because, like, you just picked somebody who shoots a lot of guns. So I wouldn't want the character that I pick to also shoot guns because you can't have that many gun shooters, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So I was thinking maybe Randall Flagg or, well, Martin Broadcloak, I suppose, is his real name.
He has several aliases.
The Man in Black.
Yes. Which is just a way better name.
He will be portrayed by Matthew McConaughey, yeah. I think.
In some ways, I wish they just would have never revealed his name because the Man in Black is such a sweet name.
Oh, yeah, the Man in Black. So, backstory for folks. The Dark Tower series is written by Stephen King. I guess it's now 8 books. Originally, it was 7, and then he added, like, an add-on book later. And it's a really, really, really long series, fantasy, very dark in
It's not just fantasy. It's, like, sci-fi, western...
Right.
Fantasy.
Futuristic. What is it called? End of the world type. You know,
The world has moved on.
Dystopian future. That's what I was thinking of. And so this dude, the Man in Black, is kind of the main villain, I would say. Yeah. And he's a really engaging character, and I think he'd be great. And I think his ultimate would be something to do. You know how in the first book, Roland finally catches up with him. Spoiler alert, everyone. Okay. If you're going to read it, just, you know, these books have been out for 20 years. Sorry, not sorry. at the end of the first book, Roland catches up with him. He's been chasing him across the desert for pages and pages and fucking pages. Mm-hmm. And he finally catches up to him and he brings out his giant, you know, Clint Eastwood, you know, giant revolvers, and he starts shooting at him. And Martin, you know, the Man in Black just like turns his cloak and like dodges all of them and just like uses magic and just like has a big laugh about it. So I think it would kind of be similar in a similar vein to like Slark's ultimate where he just like is invulnerable. But maybe also with, I think he would be a ranged hero, so that could like be kind of OP.
His cloak made him invulnerable to ranged attacks?
Okay, I don't think that's good enough though.
Okay,
for an ultimate, because if it's just ranged attacks, like, all right, you know, yeah. Like maybe if then he had, I don't know, like attack speed increase or something as well.
Okay, yeah,
something like that.
Okay, that's fair.
Or maybe like an AoE thing, like he's invulnerable to ranged attacks, and all his allies are too.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
So that's what I think.
Just go read the books, okay? Please, just.
Oh man, I'm so happy you're reading them.
Do it for all of us.
Do it for the memes.
Yeah.
Do
it for the memes.
Okay, so this question now continues. Backup question. What kind of coffee/tea do you imagine Mirana drinks? Chai green tea latte?
Oh, she wouldn't be a coffee drinker. If she would, she'd be like the person who comes into Starbucks and refers to a pumpkin spice latte as coffee. Like, it is coffee.
Shots fired.
It is coffee, but like Not really. Like, it's basically a dessert at that point.
I think she's a tea drinker.
I think so as well. That's where I was going to go with that. Yeah.
What kind of tea do you think she drinks?
Let's see. Marana would be a... probably an Earl Grey tea drinker, I would think.
Earl Grey. All right. Yeah. Earl Grey. Right on. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So the question also continues. Thanks for all that you do. Oh, he requests, or she, I'm not sure, requests that we bring back Pantsless Void. My life is not the same without the awkward and uncomfortable witticism he brings.
Oh, gosh. I've had enough Pantsless Void for one lifetime.
Well, Cheeks, if you're listening out there, we'd like to bring him back, okay? So...
Maybe you could interview Pantsless Void on...
I'd love to. That'd be the best.
Tales from the Side Shop.
Stories from the Side Shop.
Stories from the Side Shop, yeah.
Do we want to do one more or you want to wrap it up?
Let's do one more. Let's do one more.
All right. Sorry, I'm going to have to put you on the spot here because it involves a hyperlink. I put it in general. The question is from Ariano 2000. Can you please look at my coffee machine and hopefully tell me why my coffee tastes like piss?
Okay. So this is a link to a German website. To the German.
Oh, wow, it really is. Okay.
To the German Amazon.
Oh, but you can translate it.
Yeah. And I do know a slight amount of German.
Really? Oh,
I
wow,
took
cool.
I actually took 3 years of German in high school.
Oh, nice.
But my teacher was really bad. So.
Oh, all right. Well, I desire
to learn German better than I currently know it. Yeah.
Right.
Long story short, let's see here.
Well, first of all, I'm just going to go ahead and say this is a very expensive machine, so I'm sorry that your coffee tastes bad.
Yeah. So here's some things to look at. Make sure your grind is on point. If that thing isn't grind, because it looks like it has a grinder built in. If your grinder is too coarse or too fine, it's not going to, you're not going to get good shots of espresso.
Right.
Also make sure that it is heating up to the proper temperature. It should be about 200 degrees Fahrenheit, or that would be, just under 100 degrees Celsius. And also a big thing is the beans that you're putting in it. Make sure that
that's I just want to jump in here. That's 93.3 degrees Celsius.
Very good, thank you. the beans that you're putting in, make sure they've been roasted within like the last week or two, in that they're not crappy. And do not buy like pre-ground beans either. You know, if you're looking for a good cup of coffee, you want to be grinding as you go. Other than that, I'm not too sure.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good place to start.
Yeah. So is that it?
Yeah. I mean, you tell me. You got something else you want to talk about?
No, that's it, man.
All right.
Let's put a bow on the show.
Cool.
Where can we find you online here, Sam?
You can find me on Twitter at Sam_Wendel, WENDEL. You can find me on Steam at The Plaid Pirate. Hit me up. I got a bunch of hats to give away. So do hit me up.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at SabonDota, SabonDota, to get my tweets about life, Dota 2, games, Overwatch, all sorts of stuff. Follow We Like Dota, the show, on Twitter for updates about the show. Also check out our subreddit. What is that? WeLikeDota.reddit.com for, links to hang out with cool community people and find some people to play the game with and all that good stuff.
Yeah, man.
If you're interested in helping support the show and keeping what we do here going, check out patreon.com/WeLikeDota. Helps us to do stuff like bring you Boston Major coverage. And, when I get into my new house set up a new studio setup. Sam, I get my office back. I get my studio back. Oh,
I can't wait.
Oh,
I can't
wait. Man, it's gonna be lit, which is which is what the kids are saying these days.
Holy moly, Brian!
Holy moly!
You said it, Brian. It's gonna be lit.
It's gonna be lit. So thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week. Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.